Most Dangerous Podcast. Today we will be talking about Louis XI. What episode was this? Like seven? Six?
I don't know.
Seven? Really? Oh my gosh. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Now I have to check. Just give me a minute. I have to check. Seven. Just a minute.
I just remembered, like, I heard it was Louis XI, and I'm like, it has Louis's name in it.
Oh, wait. Oh my gosh. We're so bad at this. It's five. It's five.
Why did we say seven? Oh my gosh. We are so bad. Oh yeah, it is five.
Five.
Seven? Okay, well, anyways. Today we'll be talking about episode 5, Louis XI.
It's all about Louis now.
That is Dewey's quote.
No.
Don't say it.
It could be Louis.
It could be Louis. Well, it could, but it's not. Anyway, yeah. I love this episode.
Yeah. So, without further ado, have fun at your party. I got duck trivia.
Ooh, yay.
Only the second time.
I know, we, like, have not been putting it in every episode, but hey, we have it now, so yeah. Yay!
So, the first one is, how much money did the three caballeros need from Scrooge?
Like 3 point something million?
Something million. 50 million?
Yep.
50 million.
Donald was just like, 50 million!
Yeah.
My phone turned off. Okay, here we go. What is the most important fame of all?
Internet fame?
Yes.
The most important fame of all.
I love that one.
Then Dewey like just rolls away.
I know, I love how he just rolls away. Okay, what does the contract that Louis wants the three caballeros to sign legally give Louis?
Half of any of the money they make.
Mm-hmm. It's half of any money they make after they're famous.
Okay, yeah.
Cutting off again.
Keep your phone on here.
Okay. What was Dewey gonna do on the red carpet?
Hold it, guys. I'm gonna dance down the red carpet.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Dewey.
Okay. Who was wearing whose hats when they had to sneak into the party? Because the three caballeros traded hats.
Oh, okay.
I know Donald had Panchito's hat. I do know that.
So then and Jose had Panchito? No.
Jose
what?
Had Donald's hat, right? Donald?
Yeah.
I think so.
And so then, you know, Panchito had on Jose's hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that right?
And Donald had Panchito's, yeah.
Yeah, well, I said that first.
I thought you said Jose had Donald hat first.
No.
Anyway, I thought that was funny because the first time I watched it, I didn't realize that they traded hats.
Till they switched them back.
Till they switched them back.
Like, wait.
So,
is that all?
Yes. No. Okay, who was team member number 10?
Oh my gosh.
Tem. I call him Tem.
I think I know this.
It was, let's see. Who was
Webby?
Webby.
It was Webby.
Why am I thinking of Phineas and Ferb?
I was going to say that reminds me of Phineas and Ferb.
Me too. Back to DuckTales.
All those good shows.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Back to DuckTales. Okay.
Are you guys okay?
I'm fine. It's just really hot in my room. Okay. Okay.
Let's keep going.
Here we go. Back to DuckTales.
Back to the party.
Wait. Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay. It starts out with three caballeros. You think they're, like, performing somewhere. You're like, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, they got a gig somewhere. Okay,
they got a gig.
This is cool. And then they're all singing and stuff, and then the back curtain falls down to reveal they're in Scrooge's bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
Do we in my bathroom?
Of all the places they decide to set up, it's
the bathroom,
Scrooge's bathroom Wally's in the bathroom.
It's not the first time Donald's gone in Scrooge's bathroom.
That's true.
Okay, that is
occupied.
Very true.
Occupied.
Occupado.
That was
it's occupado.
Day Trip of Doom.
Yes, almost the Day of the Only Child, but it was Day Trip of Doom. Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that one.
Happy to have you here, as long as it in no way inconveniences me.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Tambo! Okay.
Okay, switch an episode here.
So, they want Scrooge to sponsor them with
$50 million.
And so, Scrooge is like, heck no. And so, he orders Duckworth to kick them out. Which I love, because he's like a pouting little, like a toddler, you know?
I love the way,
because his arms are crossed, he's just like, Duckworth!
And then he's like, his little pouty face.
Yes, I love it when his like pouty face is classic.
It's so cute.
And so, they get kicked out of the house, and they're like, this is the fourth rich guy's bathroom we've been kicked out of. You're like,
is the bathroom.
Why do you go in rich guy's bathrooms? Like, you're gonna get kicked out of them. So, anyway, then Louis, oh my gosh.
I love the way he shows up.
Yes, he's like, his hoodie's pulled around and he's like, what does he say? Like,
I can't remember.
I got a scheme or something.
Okay, I can't remember. Oh my gosh.
But it's awesome because he looks like a super shady guy, but you're like, it's Louis. So, that was funny. And so, Donald's a little hesitant on it, but, you know, Jose and Panchito are just like, yes, 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 money, yes, yes, fame, money. So,
yes.
Then they go.
Actually, have you ever seen Louis with his hoodie pulled up in one of the episodes?
Yes.
Besides Louis.
Yes, Day Trip of Doom. He had his hoodie pulled down when Webby was just like.
Yeah, they did that.
Yeah,
and
I remember that,
in Typhoon. When
yes.
he thought
we'll never
he would
find him.
When he was. They were like, broke into the lab, stole the time tub and stuff. He, like, pulls the hoodie down. Like,
I know.
Guys,
it
wasn't me. So,
wasn't me.
Yeah, so, he pulls this hoodie down.
A couple of times.
So, a couple times, but I love every time he does it.
What's the point of having a hoodie if you don't pull it down every once in a while?
Yeah.
That is very true.
And so, they become members of Louis's 11, which it was, in fact... He had a team of 11 people.
Mm-hmm. We were right.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got really good prediction skills.
I gotta say, when I saw that, I was like, whoa. Because, in our season 3 announcement, we were kind of talking about, like, maybe that's what it was. So, it was, guys.
It was.
So, yes. Then they all go show up in Huey, Dewey, and Louie's bedroom.
I love how Dewey just pops out of nowhere.
Yes.
Like, I know everything about the Itlets.
Yes. We find out where he gets his signature hairstyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And when they showed the featherweights, I was like, it's Lena's shirt.
Oh my gosh. Yes, me too.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't notice that.
Wait, what?
I didn't notice that.
I like your shirt. Not my shirt. Got it, at a
I got it off
concert.
The lead singer.
Singer of after of a
no, I think
rate.
I think
oh
I know the... I think I know the full quote. I think it's like
okay.
I got it off the lead singer at the, oh my gosh.
And
it's
at a gig in Paris.
Yeah,
here just
yeah, at a gig in
after
Paris.
After a gig in Paris, and then we was like, you've been to Paris?
You haven't? Oh my gosh, you have
to go. My mind is blown.
It's
I never
like,
put that
it's
together.
Like rare, but
fancier.
It's like, oh my gosh, Lena.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow, I didn't notice that.
I seriously want that poster just like in my room.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
We should just like we should just print it out.
Yeah, we'll print it out.
Hang it up.
Okay, so Louis reveals his scheme to crash the gala, hosted by Emma Glamour. And the what? What, did you say something, Kim?
I heard it, Gala.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And so, he has his whole plan, and Louis is, of course, team member number one.
Brains
labeled
the
brains. And so then, the three caballeros are number two, number three, and number four, the talent. And then Dewey comes in number five, the specialist.
Ooh, special.
Special. And so, Let's see. Then Huey, number six, is the forger.
Oh my gosh. I love that part.
Which they use to forge an invitation to get into the gala. And I love
that. Man, I wish I could do that.
Uh-huh. Welcome to the scheme. Wait, what scheme? Don't say anything.
Tell no one.
Tell no one.
It's like, you said calligraphy camp was a waste of time.
Oh my gosh. That's sad though. Like, that was the only time he was in this episode.
I know. It was funny though.
It was pretty funny though. He's just like, what scheme? Just like,
tell no one.
Yeah, he's like, okay, they're doing a scheme. Like, whatever.
It's like, what am
I going to bed early.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could forge a signature like Huey.
That would be so awesome.
Huey's so talented. And so then they go to team member number seven, the tech guy,
Gyro.
And he makes their little radio earpieces.
These are definitely not prototypes and will not explode in your ear when if they're in your head for too long.
I love how they're like, okay. And then I love how you just continue to use them. I'm like, oh, okay then. And then next step of the plan is to stake out the gala.
Which we are doing right now.
And so, yes, they're looking through the window, staking out the gala, and they see Daisy. Yes. And we saw a sneak peek for that.
Uh-huh. I've been waiting for her. Mm-hmm. So excited.
So, yes, she was amazing in this episode.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta say.
I love her character.
Mm-hmm. How they made it.
I love her voice actress.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Whoever they got, I think it was like Ness. Mix something. She's just like the best.
Like, yeah.
Totally. Like, you could definitely tell that it was like Daisy Duck. Like,
yes.
Nobody else.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how Donald, though, he first sees her and he's just like, whatever.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
I love how they built it up, though. They're like, they have the music in his eyes. Yeah, and you're just like, whatever.
Like, love at first sight. And it's like, nope. And so, wait, pause.
Sorry, I got a phone call.
That's okay. Not really, but it's okay. Okay, so then Louie, Dewey, Donald, Jose, and Panchito show up in line outside of the gala. And, you know, Dewey, like, I'm gonna dance down the red carpet. And so then they realize that the guard, is he?
He's like the bodyguard. No, yeah. He's not a bodyguard. He's like a party patrol.
Security guard?
Yeah, security.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Okay. And so then it's Falcon Graves, who was in the Infernal Internship of Mark Beeks. I called it Internship. Infernal Internship of Mark Beeks. And I love that episode. And so then almost recognizes Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
And is like, wait, is that? And so then.
And then they're gone.
Yeah. They're like, nice move. And so then they try to think of a plan, like, how are we going to get in here? And so then they're like, yeah, great idea. Dewey doesn't go.
What? Like, oh, I love what? It's Louie.
And he just like smacks him and he's like, what? And so then it was Louie's idea. To bring back DJ Daft Duck. And I was like, yes.
Oh my gosh. I love Dewey's quote, though. He's just like, oh, why am I so unforgettable?
Oh my gosh, yes. And so.
Happy birthday!
Oh my gosh.
I gotta say, I actually screen recorded that and kept playing it over and over and over and over again on my sister's birthday.
Happy birthday. Okay. So then they go up, you know, to Falcon Graves, give the invitation. He's like, something looks familiar about you. And then Louie, I love, this is DJ Daft Duck. And then Dewey does his whole showing off thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, but then Falcon ends up, or I should call him Graves, huh? I think they call him Graves. And so Graves, sounds creepy. Anyway.
Just call him Falcon. Grave.
He lets them through. And so they make it into the party. And, I mean, I'm glad Dewey got his helmet off with ease. Because, I mean, the last one broke. Like, he just had a backup one.
And he just got multiples in his closet.
It's Dewey. I'm not surprised.
Right?
Wow, you're right.
And so, yeah, he gets it off with way more ease than he did in McMystery at McDuck Manor.
McManor.
Isn't it McMystery at McDuck McManor?
Yes.
Yes.
Or is it just, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's that.
Off topic. Okay.
Mystery at McDuck McManor.
And so then they get past him, and then to distract Daisy, they call in team member number 8, which is
Jane.
And so they call, Louis calls in Jane to spill something on Daisy to ruin
the inside coat.
Yes, the inside woman. Mm-hmm. And I love how when Jane, she goes and like walks down the stairs, and then Louis just like flips her a coin. Like, there you go.
I know, right?
Good work. So that was funny. And so Daisy goes, you know, to get cleaned up. So she goes in the elevator. And so Louis wanted Donald to go in to distract Daisy and get the stage pass. And then the plan was to Donald would get out and then Daisy would stay locked in the elevator. Yeah. But in a minute, we'll talk about how it didn't work. but then, let's see. Oh, yeah. Wait. I wrote it in, because I'm pretty sure I wrote it in correctly. let's see. So then Falcon Graves, I'm just gonna call him Falcon Graves.
Graves is definitely very creepy.
Won't let anyone near her, and so then Louis like,
no pictures.
Yes, he sends in team member number 9, the diversion, which is a harpy, into the vent, and Dewey is disappointed because his only job was to make sure the harpy gets into the vent.
Yeah.
And so that was
disappointing.
I felt so bad for Dewey in this episode. I was like, whoa, Dewey, my favorite triplets being let down. Like, I was so sad. And so then it goes back to the elevator, and Donald, you know, tries to get the stage pass, and then
he's like
personal space, like, I got it. But then Louis thought he meant, like,
I got
the stage pass. And so then Louis's like, okay, Webby, cut the elevator. You got it. Power. And so then she cuts the power, and she is team member number 10. I've got the power.
Sorry, that's just what it sounded like.
It kind of sounded like, she cut the power. Anyway. So Webby cuts the power, and Donald and Daisy both get trapped in the elevator, and Daisy's like, dang it. And Donald's like, I'm going to miss my big break. And she's like, wait, what do you mean, big break? And so then he explains, like, my band is kind of crashing the party. And so then it goes, pretty sure it goes back to Louis.
Mm-hmm. Because Louis comes back.
Yeah, because
he's like,
oh, yes, okay, I'm back. And so then he's like, Dewey's like, let me go talk to Glamour because, like, I know, like, we all like the same things because she tells me what to like. Mm-hmm. And so then,
how about I walk the dog, eh?
Oh, my gosh.
I love
the whole thing.
Yes.
I love his yo-yo trick. Like, I just love, I was like, oh, my gosh, he's actually doing it. And then I was like, oh, wait, never mind.
Oh, wait, no, he's not. And so,
I love how he just keeps pulling yo-yos out because he keeps losing them.
Yes.
No, like, does he have, like, a whole backpack full of them? Something.
It reminds me of Louis when he had the popcorn in the
Oh my gosh, yes. What? I got a free refill. They're encouraged.
Yeah. They encourage it.
And anyway, we came together back in the third act.
And so back to Louis 11. Louis's like, let me just do it. Like, we've come this far in my plan. Just let's do it my way. And so Dewey, you know, so sad. She's like, okay.
It was so sweet.
Like, oh, I was like, gosh. Oh. And so then Louis goes up to Glamour like, hey, this was supposed to be a great party, but, you know, the Caballeros aren't even here. And so then she, you know, instantly knows his plan, because apparently that happens every year.
I mean, not surprisingly.
I mean, yeah, not surprisingly, but she knows exactly what's happening, and she's like, you're nothing new, like, nothing's original about you, so just disappear now. And so, then,
after that, I was like, shame on you for talking to Louie like that.
Right? I know. I felt so bad.
Oh my gosh, Louie. Louie. And so then.
Doesn't it go to, back to the elevator?
No, not yet.
Oh.
I don't think it goes back.
No, it was, it goes to Falcon.
I think it just goes to Falcon. Yeah, he's like, attention everyone, this is a robbery. And you're like, of course, of course. And so then he's his plan to rob the gala with Gabby, Hack, and Slash.
Okay, who are they? Who are they again?
You know, they were the people on Glomgold's team in
Escape from
Atlantis, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the bird.
Oh, right. The bird. Yes.
The bird.
Yes, I remember that.
You know, she's like, I was raised by warrior monks who spoke only the language of the blade.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that girl and then the two wolves. I almost called them dogs. Dude. I mean, I guess they're dogs.
Yeah. I like Gabby. She's pretty cool. I just didn't know her name.
Yeah.
Before now.
And so, yeah, I mean, they're actually in the theme song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they
do. At first, I was like, who the heck? And so then I was like, oh, I know them. That was, like, the first time I watched it, though. Mm-hmm. And so they're all plan to rob the gal, which is pretty much, they plan to steal Glamour's phone.
Okay, would Falcon want Glamour's phone? Why? Like, okay. I know.
We will get to that in a minute.
Yeah, I know, like, the reason, but, like, why would you just want her just for her phone? Like, wouldn't you...
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Because he does give a reason for it.
Yeah.
So, Louie calls in, you know. Oh, I love how Dewey's like, wait, Louie's 11. And then he's, like, counting on his fingers. But
and
he counts, like,
twice.
20. And he's, like, counting. He's, like... Who's number 11?
Who's the 11?
And so then, yes, and then Louis's like, oh yeah, like we're calling a number 11. He's like, number 11, you're our last hope. And so then I was like, in my head, I was like, Scrooge? And I was like, no, not Scrooge. And then I was like, Mrs. Beakley? I was like, no. And Launchpad? No. And then by the time all this ran through my brain, it was like Manny. I was like, so I did not expect that.
I immediately thought Gizmo Duck. That's what I thought. Yeah, I thought that Gizmo Duck or Fenton or something.
I thought the exact same thing.
I was just like, Manny? Like,
I
what?
Know,
like,
I thought Manny.
Is he going to blow my mind right now? And then, you know, Falcon just easily takes him out and it's like, no. And then Falcon, how he's just like, that was weird or odd or something. Well, that was odd. And so then they just go back to...
The elevator.
I almost went back to the plan, but yeah, I guess back to the plan. But then it goes, you know, back in the elevator where Daisy is upset, you know, like, I'm not gonna have a chance, Glamour doesn't even recognize me, like, whatever. And Donald, you know, relates that, like, no one understands him, and then Daisy's like, that's weird, because I can understand you perfectly.
That's so sweet.
And, oh my gosh, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, yeah. Wow, that was sweet.
Mm-hmm. And her dress, when she took off her coat. So
oh my gosh, her dress was amazing.
It's like...
Oh my gosh, I wish I could have a dress like that.
Oh my gosh, make me one. Make me one, please. And so, yes, that was really, really pretty. And then I love her. She's like, do you like my dress? Well, you should, because I made it myself. <It's> like,
of course you do.
So, yes, and then, let's see, let's
I think if anybody's ever watched Minnie's Bowtoons, then they know that Daisy's pretty good with, like, everything.
Oh my
like,
gosh, we used to watch that all the time.
Oh my gosh, we had that song memorized, and we would sing it.
I'm not going to sing it now because we will not sing.
No.
Stop until it's over. So, let's see. I almost said Della. Daisy, you know, asked for Donald to sing or something. Like, we'll be here for a while. And so he sings, Hear My Voice, you know, and he's like, I'm not even gonna try.
I was just looking at you like, are you gonna do it?
No, I'm not even gonna try. But then, you know, at first I was like, that's Donald for you, know? But then as it slowly changed, I was like,
when it changed, I was like,
Oh my gosh, this is awesome.
What? Like, oh my gosh, that was hilarious. It's like a music video.
And then at the very end, so, with his voice back again.
You're my voice. Just like, yep.
It was bad.
That last high note, it was like so bad. But then Daisy, you know, was just like, oh, that's amazing. And so then they're like, we're going to break out of this elevator. So she throws her bag and then like a ladder comes down. I'm like, why didn't you do that before? That's well, I guess you wouldn't have been able to hear Donald sing.
Well, that, and they were all kind of caught up in her bag.
True. And so, yeah, then they end up going through the air vents and stuff. But then it goes back to Falcon takes Glamour's phone and is like, this phone has the control over, like, what's famous.
Over what's on the it list.
What's on the it list and stuff. So it's, like, very valuable. So I'm taking it to make money because I'm selling it to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I sold it to the highest bidder. And then Mark Beeks.
Actually, as soon as he said, I'm going to sell it to the highest bidder, I was just like, it's Beeks.
Yeah, me too. I was like, it's Beeks. It's totally Beeks. Uh-huh. And then he comes in. I'm like, this is a total Infernal Internship reunion,
Oh my gosh.
It's just like, oh my gosh, he's I love it. I mean, he hasn't, well, he might have been, like, shown kind of in Shadow Wars. I don't remember.
I can't remember.
But I don't think Falcon
Reeves wasn't it, like, hashtag something something, hashtag something something, hashtag something something. Like, in the Shadow Wars? In the Shadow Wars, it was like, no, hashtag.
I mean, yes, Mark Beeks. I was talking about Falcon Graves. Because I know Mark Beeks has been
I don't think Falcon is...
He was Gyro. Where's Gyro? Supposed to be fighting Gyro.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And so, let's see.
And so
Beeks,
he comes in.
I almost called him Falcon. Beeks comes in like, hey, I'm highest bidder. I bought the phone. And then Falcon Graves just like, oh, not again. And so then
he puts himself on the get list.
Yes, he gets the phone, and it's just like, yes. And he's like, see that? Mom! And I was like, what?
So I wasn't surprised, because when I first saw her, I was just like, she looks like Beeks. And I was like, I think that's
Beeks' mom. Same bird.
And so I actually told Bella, I'm like, I think that's Beeks' mom.
She told me that, and I was like, oh, yeah. But then I forgot about it. like, that part came up, and I was just like, oh my gosh, and then Dewey, like, that actually makes a lot of sense.
I know, and it does. Like, it really does.
But I love, like, the switch Falcon Graves does, like, looking back and forth, and it's, like, that moment of, like, you know, everyone watching is probably like, Mom? What? Like, oh my gosh, what? And so then they have that moment of just, like, everyone's like, what?
I think it's mostly surprising, not that she's her mom, but that he has
she's
her mom.
But that
he has a mom and that she's mentioned.
In DuckTales.
Yes.
Like, they mention her.
It's so, like, because you never really think about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so,
that actually makes a lot of sense.
And so then they're like, you know, give me the phone. Like, fighting back and forth.
I love how Falcon Graves takes the phone back and Beeks just climbs up.
Right? He just climbs up like, give me the phone. And so, yes, and then Dewey tells Louie, like, I know how to handle this. Like, just let me do something. Let me help. And so then Louie's like, okay, fine. And so then Dewey goes on and does his whole yo-yo performance.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my gosh. I love when he does the walking the dog one, and he, like, pulls the yo-yo down, and then it falls, but then he, like, walks backwards like it's moving.
Oh my gosh, like, yes.
Oh my gosh. And then, oh, he's the worst. Yet, like, what does he say? Yet, like, so satisfying. You're like, I can't stop looking at it.
I want to look away.
But I can't. And so then they're all just mesmerized. Everyone's mesmerized by it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was amazing. Dewey's amazing in his own way. And so then Glamour's like, applause, like, that is it. And then Mark Beeks is like, what? No! And so then he's like, what happens? They're just fighting over the phone, pretty much. Yeah. And then Falcon Graves is just like, that's it. I'm ending this whole family
argument, family thing right now.
I'm done with this family.
And he's like, what? Gonna throw him off the roof? Or what? I guess he's been thrown off a roof before. And, I mean, not the first time Rick Beeks has been thrown off a roof either. And so, anyways, then Daisy and Donald come in like, sorry, that ain't happening. And so they both team up to take down Falcon.
Okay, Graves, I gotta say that that's one of the best team ups ever.
Oh my gosh, yes! Like, it was so cool. Oh, I love when they're looking through the air vent, too, going back a bit. How Donald's just like, my kids! And then Della, why do I keep calling her Della? Oh my gosh. And Daisy's like, wait, you have kids?
I know, I love that part.
And I love how he, like, still refers to them as his kids. Like, even though he's their uncle, like, he raised them for 11 years.
10 and a half.
So,
ten?
Yeah, I guess.
10 and a half?
I don't really know.
Gone for...
I'm pretty sure it's like 11 because Della left before they hatched. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I'm getting too technical with the time he left on his vacation and everything.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And so, yes. Like, he still refers to them like they're his kids because he just took care of them for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But I was Daisy, wait, you have kids? And so then... They end up taking down Falcon Graves and then Gabby, Hack and Slash, and all of them tied up and stuff. And so then Glamour blames Daisy for everything. Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't really make sense.
Right? It's your fault. I don't know where you were, but it's your fault. It's
like, Bella, all my ice cream is gone. This is your fault.
Well, I ate. No, I'm kidding. But then Donald, like, comes and stands up for her. Oh my gosh. I was like, no, and then it's not your fault. And then I love how he yells at Glamour, like, now sit down. And so then Glamour lashes out at Donald, like, no one talks to me like that. And Daisy's like, well, they do now. And then she's like, okay.
That imitation of her voice, though.
They do now.
She doesn't really sound like that, but. So then, you know, Glamour's just like, okay. And so they
she just walks away.
I love how they, like, back each other up, though. Like, that was so sweet.
Uh-huh.
And then Glamour just, like, nice dress. Mm-hmm. It's on the it list. Or, it's on the list.
It's on the list. Yeah.
And so.
And then, like, it goes to Louie and Dewey.
Yes, and then Louie apologizes for not listening to Dewey. And then offers, like, he's like, I'm working on a new con scheme. I think he said con.
Are you gonna say sitcom?
I was gonna say scheme. Con.
I think he didn't say sitcom.
I'm pretty sure it was con, huh?
Yeah, it was con.
And so then he's like, so I could use your opinion on it, and it's like, the Dewey doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Like, Louis 11, the Dewey doesn't. Like,
what are they gonna do for Dewey?
Oh my gosh. And so I'm like, is that gonna be a future episode?
I hope,
like,
so.
That would be awesome. And what would be the goal?
If they did something for Huey, they could do Huey's 100.
Oh my gosh. That would be big.
It would be like everybody in Duckburg.
Right? Come on, Duckburg. I mean, I wonder what the population of Duckburg is.
I don't know.
That will be the next thing.
Yes.
First a timeline, now a population.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, we do have a timeline now, but
yeah,
we'll talk about it at the end of the episode. And so then, you know, the Caballeros are performing on stage, and Donald, you know, I'm not even going to try to imitate it, but, you know, he sings Hear My Voice.
Yeah. I love when Beaks is there.
Oh my gosh.
And he's just like, Mom, this part is the worst. Can we go?
And
he's
like, oh yeah. You did not come to the party with your mother. Like, you can leave. But I love how relatable Beaks is at that moment. Like, Beaks, why are you relatable right now? What?
It's because, like, that happens a lot.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. Sometimes you're bored and you're like,
Go!
I know, right? So,
yeah.
Tupperware parties.
Okay, I cannot lose it now. I will not stop laughing. And so then, you know, there's that, and then Donald singing, and then Dewey or Louie says, like, too bad they didn't make the list because of Donald's voice.
And, or, yeah, and they, like, both agree. I forgot who exactly said it. And then Daisy's just like, I like it.
And I could, like, do it all day.
You're so cute. Like, oh, and also, we forgot to mention this, but Daisy's temper tantrum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. Like,
going back. And she, like, breaks the jar. She but, breaks the jar, and then, remember, she does when Falcon Grace takes out Donald. Yes. She, like, her face gets her red. Cheeks get red. It's like, oh.
It's adorable how related
it's just like Donald and Daisy are perfect.
Perfect for each other. So, perfect for each other. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for that. Full of that. Full of that. Okay. Guys, I'm tired. Okay, so... Yeah, I mean, and then the episode ends, so,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Great episode.
Great episode, guys, so.
It's so sweet. I like how it's funny, and then it has its sweet moments.
Heartfelt moments.
Yes.
It's and got all the amazing moments. It's got all the major DuckTales highlight moments.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All definitely. In one episode. That was a really good one. Mm-hmm. I love when Webby also was talking to Jane when they're at the snack table, and then Jane's like, I'm saving up to go to college. I mean, I don't want to work at Funzo's forever. And Webby's why like, why not? Like, why not work at Funzo's forever? Like, how amazing would that be?
Yes. Oh, did you see, did you remember that later on, Jane says something, she's like,
oh, yeah, I gotta get out of Deckford. Although you, like, in the background, just see her running away.
I know, so. I laughed so hard at that part. I was just like, you just see her running away.
How awesome. Wonder if she's going to end up becoming a bigger character. Or if it's just my weird, theory mind. going on like, is she going to play any bigger parts in the season? I don't want to say you're wrong
because I might be
wrong. Or I'm just a weirdo that comes up with all kinds of theories. So, mm-hmm. I guess we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Carl Arboyle.
I heard that.
I don't know if you can hear that in the recording. I know you can hear my crazy loud air vent. It is so loud. I know in 00 Duck, when I was editing the episode, oh my gosh, that air vent was so loud. So, sorry. Sorry, guys. So, yeah, that's all the episode. But I did figure out, not necessarily a timeline, but, like, how much time passed in each season. Mm-hmm. And season one is about 6 months and, like, mm-hmm. 6 months and 3 days or something like that. Because in Last Crash of the Sun Chaser, Scrooge, but right before they get on the airplane and they're packing up the car, Scrooge is talking to Mrs. Beakley. And he's like, 6 months ago, if you would have told me to take in, like, my three nephews or something like that, I'd have called you daft. And then Mrs. Beakley's like, I did. And so that was 6 months. And then Shadow War, you know, they left. And then 3 days later, the Shadow War happened. Mm-hmm. Because Lena, you know, how long has your housekeeping staff been gone? He's like,
three days.
And so, yeah, it was like 6 months and 3 days-ish, like around there. And then, season two, I would assume, is another 6 months, because that would be a year. Because, you know, the triplets go from 10 to 11.
Yeah. I wish they had a birthday episode. At the end of
season two.
Oh my gosh,
yes!
I hope they do a birthday episode sometime.
Like, they had a birthday for Scrooge. Give a birthday for the triplets.
I know, there's three of them.
When even is their birthday?
April 18th.
April 18th.
Wait, what?
I think. I don't think so.
I was like, wow, that was really good.
I think it's April 18th, but I think I might just be confused with my friend's birthday.
You're like, my friend is Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Anyway, yeah, I'll have to look it up.
Great friend.
Because I'm not sure.
I know. If it was, then I'm sad because that just passed.
But
it's April 15th. April 15th.
April 15th?
Oh, yeah. I feel like we have a friend whose birthday is April 15th.
I don't know. Anyway, okay. We need to celebrate that next year. Not like celebrate it like have a party, but like acknowledge it.
It's tax day.
Oh, April 15th is tax day. Guys, it's tax day. Happy birthday. And so I discovered like a little time disruptancy kind of thing. Like in, let's see, The Ballad of Duke Bologna, Scrooge and Glomgold make a bet that by the end of the year, whoever has the most money will get either one's company.
The other one's company.
The other one's... What did I just say?
Either one's company.
Sorry. Either one.
Sorry, guys. The other one's company. And so, you know, make a bet, like, whatever. And so then, a couple episodes later, they have The Last Christmas, mm-hmm. which, you know, takes place... It's a week before New Year's. And so, like, still whatever. But then, from Last Christmas to Glomtales, there's 16 episodes in between.
Mm-hmm. And so,
like,
yeah, that can't happen.
Did it all happen in a week? So, it was kind of like...
They had double episodes.
Yeah, I mean, maybe like there double. Was, like, two in a day, or what?
I don't know.
What happened there, but... Anyway, I just noticed that, and so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a little thingy I thought I'd mention, because I was kind of like, what?
So, yeah, either they squeezed 16 episodes into a week, or Disney made a mistake.
It's Disney. They can do anything they want.
They can also make mistakes. That was all weird.
The room just shook. I was like, what? Okay. All kinds of noises
Your whole
tonight.
Your ceiling just cracked.
We're having a cave in. Oh my gosh, that was weird. And so, anyways, yeah, noticed that. So, thought I'd mention it. And if any of you have any ideas or anything, we will also... We'll be putting the same link for recording a message if you have anything to say or mention. If you've noticed anything like that. And so, yeah.
What you all are.
Oh, yes. We want to mention we got 2 reviews on Apple Podcast. And so...
They made us very happy.
They made us, I gotta say, guys. I screamed kind of loud.
Me too. I screamed.
I screamed pretty loud.
Bella told me, I was like, wait, what?
I know.
So
I totally like to... as soon as Bella texted me the picture, I seriously like screamed as loud as I could, and my mom was like, "What are you screaming about?
You okay?" You're like, "Yeah."
We just found out that people like us.
So yes. Our first one is from I Love DuckTales.
Yep,
that is their name, and I gotta say, I love DuckTales too.
I agree
too.
With that. Yes,
and thank you for the sweet review. We love you too. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is from Juwash. It's
Juwash.
Maybe it's Josh. Like Josh. Josh.
Juwash.
I'm going to call you Juwash. But basically memorize every great line from every episode. Well, I got to say, if you watched every episode about 20 times, kind of.
Especially because me and
Bella... play finish the quotes and like come up with quotes and stuff for anything, and so we played games, so
plus
we kind of memorized
most of
that.
What I say throughout the day is a quote.
Yeah, we like we watch a DuckTales episode and then quote it the rest of the day, so it just comes naturally.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's how we
but
do
the full
that
review. The full review says fun, funny, and informative.
Yes,
which I like. Yay!
Exactly what
Thank
we were hoping
you.
For.
And so, and as to if we have access to Black Heron's Intelligent Ray, we are not entitled to share that information because, unfortunately, our employer does not allow it. So, and so, yeah, we just can't mention that. So sorry.
Yeah. Why is this wet?
So, yes, and so...
What?
Oh, yeah, ew.
Why is this wet?
I just said yes without listening to what you said. Anyways, we will be recording soon Astro Boyd. It did come out Saturday.
And we watched it.
And again, it is today's Tuesday. But, yeah, I didn't actually watch it on Saturday. I watched it yesterday.
and it was good.
It was so good.
I still haven't even watched it.
I honestly think it's my favorite.
Wait, yeah, we have to watch that because I'm gonna watch it again before we start recording, and yeah, we'll watch it again and then review it,
and then again,
and then review. Why am I singing? So yeah, it was a really good episode. Super excited to record that one and put it up. And then
fun stuff.
After that, it's gonna be Rumble for Ragnarok, and then a little bit of a break.
Well, we're assuming it's a little bit of a break only because they still have it says untitled Halloween and untitled Christmas episodes. So
yes. At least for now, until we get further information, there will not be another episode after this Saturday, like, for another week, but, you know, we could be wrong, so we'll find out in the next few weeks when we get a new episode. And they actually released pictures of, what's his name? Jormungandr. anyway, he's in, let's see, the quote, not the quote, what am I saying? The synopsis is, Dewey must embrace his inner heel to beat the beloved Viking wrestling champ, Jormungandr. We could be pronouncing it totally wrong.
Yeah, we'll find out.
In a battle royale for the fate of the earth. And it seems it's been confirmed that Mrs. Beakley, Webby, and Launchpad will also be in the episode.
Yay!
And from this picture that I'm looking at, it looks like Scrooge does the wrestling.
I had to do a double take when I first
saw it. Here, I'm going to send it to you, Kate.
Okay, you have to send that to me.
I forgot to send it to you, please. I'm just going to send it to you because he looks like he's an alligator.
Want to see that.
Crocodile type thing. So I'm super excited for that, which will be coming out this Saturday.
Yep.
And it's going to be like kind of like a Viking theme.
Still a little confused on that one.
And yeah, so Rumble for Ragnarok. We will see how this goes. I'm super excited because Oh my gosh.
Good show.
DuckTales.
Not as good as DuckTales.
Definitely. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm tired. So,
okay, so should we wrap this up now?
Yes, we should, because now we're just rambling. Welcome to our recording rambles, guys.
Random rambles.
Isn't it random rambles?
Random ramble. What did I say?
You said recording rambles.
Guys, I'm going to call it that. You guys can call it whatever you want. Yes, which we will probably be releasing after this episode. We'll probably have a random rambles episode. I was just talking about random DuckTales stuff.
Because it's awesome.
Yes.
So, yes.
Awesome.
We will see. So, thank you guys again so much for joining us for this episode. And
also, if you want to leave us another review, it'll make our day, as you can tell from the other one.
Yes, I gotta say, guys.
We were so excited.
You didn't just make one day. You made, like, every day. So, yes. Leave a review. We will give a shout out and tell you how much we appreciate you.
Because we do. We love you guys.
Why am I singing again? Anyways, thank you guys and bye.
Bye.
See you real soon.
This is for I Love DuckTales and Juwash.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
Thank you. Good job. Thank you guys so much.